Another Monday, 7:30, 12th September, if you're with us live. Pretty soggy evening here in Whangaroa, so good time to stay in and find a comfy chair and sit back, listen to some nice relaxing classical music. So my name's Tony, and each Monday evening we have our little fix of classical music here on the Classical Trap on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. So tonight, I thought we could celebrate Kiwi composers. So we're going to do some Kiwis tonight, and a few of them I'm sure you'll know. Maybe some less familiar. So let's begin with someone who was born just down the road in Cambridge, David Farquhar. And this is Moderato section of his first symphony.
Thank you.
There we go. You're listening to Tony and the Classical Trap here on Ragland Community Radio 98.1 FM. And tonight we are celebrating Kiwi composers tonight. So next up we've got Douglas Lyburn, who spent his early years on a sheep farm in Drysdale. And he was tutored apparently in London by Vaughan Williams, no less, who apparently had quite a sweet tooth. And later in life, Douglas began sending him gifts of New Zealand honey. Yeah, it's true. This is called Aotearoa.
Thank you.
Next up, Jenny McLeod. We played her before on previous shows, and this is her second section of three celebrations called At the Bay.
Thank you.
Jenny McLeod. Now for a moving piece by Gareth Farr from his Gallipoli Symphony. It's been played at the dawn service on Anzac Cove on the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey, and I think you'll agree it's quite a moving piece.
Thank you.
I don't think these are adverts. You? Let's cut that. Moving on. Let's get on with some more of these classical Kiwi composers.
Thank you.
Alfred Hill's Burkos. And before that, we heard a couple from John Ritchie, the clarinet concertino, even, the third, Allegro, and the Whimsies of Full Fathom Five. Next, we've got some Torowa from Gillian Whitehead. Quite dark, isn't it? That was Gillian Whitehead's Torowa. Right, next up we've got Kemblang Suling. This is Gareth Farr again. Thank you.
Thank you.
So you're listening to a celebration of all the Kiwi, or some of the Kiwi composers. We can't fit them all in tonight because there are so many, but that was Garafar's Kamblag Sulin, and we're now going to have a fragment two, and this is Leonie Holmes. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we're going to have some traditional songs now from a Tatira May. This Tatira May is a song about people coming together and that we should all be one. It's very short, but it's really nice. Right, now for another Kiwi, Alfred Hill, and this is his string quartet number 10. Hill. Now let's see if we can get some sponsors this time.
Tune in to the Sunday special on Thursday for your weekly dose of earth and high vibration selections. Be treated to hand-picked musical morsels that raise your frequency, along with talks and interviews that expand your quantum field. Tune in, breathe deep and drop in. Thursdays 5:30pm till 7 and repeated at 12:30 on Sundays. Now sponsored by Wild Cafe, corner of Bow Street and Wainui Road.
Radio Whangaroa 98.1 FM.
Tony's Classical Trap Show every Monday, 7:30 till 9, and repeated on Thursdays, 4:30 till 6.
Right, welcome back. You're listening to The Classical Trap, and we're celebrating Kiwi composers tonight. And this piece is by John Pathos, and I find it quite addictive. Thank you. Now admit it, you had to tap along to that one. Okay, let's move on with some Nigel Kay this time. This is a No Bow Sonata, number 3. I think it's finished. That was Nigel Kay, and as an oboe sonata number 3, Allegro. All the composers tonight are Kiwis, and next up we've got Michael Williams. A bit sad this, but he was writing Spirit Flies Sun Rises, a piece when his younger brother died suddenly, and he tried to capture the idea of a spirit leaving the earth to become part of a greater universe. But for those of us still remaining here, the world still turns and the sun still rises. So he sort of adapted this piece. Thank you. So I suppose out of sadness, something positive can come out. That was Michael Williams' Spirit Flies, Sun Rises. Hope you've enjoyed our evening of Kiwi classical composers. If you want to get in touch, you can always email me on theclassicaltrap@gmail.com. My name's Tony. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And next up, we've got Claire Cowan, and this is Entry of the Dew Fairies. Off they go, the Dew Fairies. That was Claire Cowan. And we're coming towards the end yet again. I've been amazed, actually, how many New Zealand's got such a wonderful collection of classical composers that have been before, and new people coming through as well. It's really blown me away. And maybe I should have already known this, but I hope you've enjoyed some of the composers tonight. I certainly have, and there's certainly plenty more, so I'll fit some more in other programs later on. But we're going to leave you now with Jack Boddy and or Bodie? Jack Bodie. Probably Bodie, isn't it? Yeah, Jack Bodie. I know my pronunciation. It doesn't improve, does it? I am trying, but hey, it's a long slog. Anyway, this one is called Longy. It may not, but it looks to me as though it's called Longy. Oh dear, I hope you've had a good time. I certainly have, and we'll do it all again hopefully next week. Monday night, 7:30 till 9. You can catch us again on Thursdays at 4, and we're on the podcast as well, if you want to look up all the previous programs. And immerse yourself in some classical every so often. It's just good for the spirit, isn't it? Have a great week. Again, try and stay healthy, and we'll do it all again soon. Bye for now.